We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Watching
for the snow. All right, happy Monday. Glad you're back with us. And you may suddenly hear something... some audio out of my computer here in a minute, Tricia, because it's locked up again. So just go ahead and pot it down before that happens. I'm just warning you now.
I'll put it in cue in my ear.
It's Monday in the...
It seems to be working.
Yeah. It's Monday in the studio.
We got this. We can do it.
I know.
And you're back up and rolling. I heard it play, so...
Oh, good. So, okay, good. Just checking here. It freezes up on me.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right. You know, I teased this earlier, but and we talked about it a little bit, is this situation in Springfield with a mom who defended her kid beating up a kid she referred to as a school bully. Of course, that kid's family's pushing back. She said, listen, it's been going on forever. We're really easy people to get along with. My kid's been harassed at school. It finally went too far when... Not only did the bullies make fun of his dad, but they started making fun of his little 11-year-old brother. That's when apparently he turned around, punched the kid three times, and that was the end of it. And then all of his little buddies scattered, too, who were part of the so-called bullying. I love what this mother said here to defend her child, because she said, listen, we're not perfect. I'm not saying our family is perfect. I'm not saying that Drew is perfect. What I'm telling you is this is a situation that the school has known about for a long time and did nothing about it until my son was forced to do something about it. And your reaction is you suspended him for 5 days out of school suspension. She said, I'm not trying to say Drew or my family's perfect. Trust me. We didn't nickname Drew, quote, Mr. Preteen Mr. McTurd Pants, end quote, because he was a sugar-coated rainbow of fun. He went through his emotional, hormonal ups and downs that preteens and teenagers do. If your kid isn't there yet, get ready. It's a challenge. So she admits in there that her kid's not perfect, but that this just went on too far. I love that she said that. I love that she's defending her kid. Am I encouraging you to go punch somebody? No, but you know, if you haven't had that conversation with your child, you're not being honest.
I feel like I'm missing something out of this story though. I don't know why, but
what is that?
I mean, obviously there was something going on between these two, right? And someone brought it to the attention of the school, and I guess the school didn't do anything, but she's already saying, I get that my kid's kind of crappy. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like it was all coming from the other side of
I think she's honest about that. She said, I'm not saying the kids don't have conflicts at school, but they needed to do more about the daily bullying that took place here until it reached the point that my kid couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, it seemed
did
like...
Did the parents on the other side, like the other kid, did they know that there was a problem going on?
I think so. I think that's how that story read, was that they had been telling them for years, like, this kid is a problem. The school intervened, but the school is so PC as far as how they can intervene that they didn't really do much to monitor it.
Okay.
So then the kid finally got picked on enough.
And that he retaliated.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I understood it.
Yeah. Mom said Drew decided he would quit relying on the school and the adults who are supposed to protect him. He would do something. Three punches. The bully screamed like a baby. His minion friend shut up. And this morning, the bully wouldn't even look at him. Problem solved. Post went viral. 235,000 likes, apparently. 138,000 reshares.
I mean, the school didn't have any choice but to suspend the kid for a week.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, well, I completely support that decision.
Again, under a zero-tolerance policy, that's what you get. And that's a way school administrators remove the responsibility from themselves to look at each situation individually. That's what I hate about those.
Yeah, I mean, you kick somebody's butt, you get suspended. That's
yeah,
even,
I don't. Yeah,
even back
whatever
in the day,
led
that's
up
how
to
that
it.
Happened.
You beat the kid up at school. Yeah. You're done. You're going to be suspended.
It's too bad that the teachers and the administrators knew about it and didn't keep a closer eye on it to shut it down during that time before.
Had that same conversation with my son one time. I'm like, you know, I now that you've explained the situation, if it ever comes to that, I'll back you up. Mark, go ahead. You're on the radio.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. When I was in grade school, there was a group of kids that used to pick on myself and my little brothers and sister. And my mom kept telling us to turn the other cheek. It was a Catholic school. So my dad grabbed me by the arm, took me out into the shop, and he said, I want to tell you one thing. You find the mouth. He may be the biggest kid. He may be the smallest kid. It doesn't matter. You find the mouth, and you beat his butt for him, and your problems will be solved. So the next day, it started up again, and I asked the kid to step out into the hall, and I proceeded to beat his butt for him. And the nun drug us into the classroom, and she said, what happened? And I told her the name that he called me, and she hauled off and smacked him and told him to go sit down. And I just stood there, and I finally said, what do you want to do with me, sister? She said, you go sit down. We never had any more problems after that. I went home, and I cut my hand on the kid's face. And my mom said, what happened to your hand? And I told her, and she said, I thought I told you to turn the other cheek. And my dad said, it's my fault. I told him to find the mouth, and apparently he did. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that before. And honestly, Mark, that was my experience. Honestly, I had that same experience in high school, and that's what shut it down. I'm not saying that's always the answer, but these schools have, with this political correctness, this hands-off approach, have pushed people into this situation where sometimes they feel like they don't have any other chance because the school just won't do anything. The teachers aren't allowed to discipline, and the kids are getting no discipline at home. It is an unruly situation in some classrooms. Ask anybody who teaches if that's not the situation.
Get more at 971talk.com.